Good evening. Welcome to Making It to the Finish Line radio show. I am Gladys Pearson, founder, CEO of Making It to the Finish Line, along with
Cassandra from Big Will Smokehouse, where the smoke is real.
We come to you each week with words of motivation, inspiration, and informative information. We would like to thank Steph for our intro music, A Time to Chill, off of his Keep It Smooth CD. And we want you to chill and listen what we have to bring to you this evening. Cassandra?
Yes.
How was your weekend?
My weekend was really good. I decided that I wasn't going to stay in bed all day Saturday, so I got up very early. And when I get up early, I make a lot of noise. I sing a lot of songs, and I got the rest of the family up. And I decided, well, let me backtrack. Friday, I do a lot of, my husband don't like me to say drive-bys, but I call them drive-bys. You know, when you're in business, you want to go to different areas to see if the area is popular, is it a lot of people there. And then I also wanted to go follow a man that I have followed on Instagram and Facebook, his business, because it looked like that he has his own concession stand. And I just wanted to see where his concession stand was at. So I drove out to Ferndale to check out his establishment. And he owns a lot, which I thought was very interesting. He has his concession stand on a lot, and he has picnic tables. He has parking available. So I didn't get a chance to talk to him Friday, so I went back Saturday morning to talk to him. And at first it looked like he was kind of not really bothered, but as I kept on asking him questions, because it's best to ask people questions in the same business that you're in, and he gave me a lot of great information. And from there we went to the Whiskey and Ribs Fest in Ferndale.
Wow.
That again was very interesting, because I was able to taste a lot of different barbecue companies. And when you're in that same field, you either need to step your game up or you find out that you're just where you need to be at. And needless to say, I believe I'm just where I need to be as far as my products. I believe I'm right on target, right on point. And then what else we did? My mother came over so she can practice riding her bike so she can get ready for Curry Day, which is Saturday. And Sunday, I believe I just relaxed.
Okay.
Did we relax Sunday?
Yeah, because you didn't go out to the park.
We didn't go out to the park, but we would like for you to pray for one of our members. That we did have a member who, in bike life, minding his own business, riding his bike, him and his girlfriend, a guy almost ran him over. He asked the guy, "Man, you almost ran me over." And believe it or not, people, the world we live in, the guy got out and shot him in his legs. And this is where we're at now, today, when you can't ask someone, "Why did you almost run me over?" Those were the exact words he asked the guy. And the guy pulled out a gun and shot him in his legs. By the grace of God, he is doing okay. So we did go and visit him. So if you bike riders out there like myself and my family, be very, very, very careful. If the law says stay in the bike lane, stay in the bike lane. But sometimes that still don't help. Just be careful when you're out there riding. Mom, go ahead. What you do this weekend?
Well, you know, Friday night, I'm here at the show place getting my ballroom on. Saturday, like you said, I came over to practice my riding. And I am so proud of myself.
She's doing very well. I mean, she haven't rode a bike in 40 years. And I like to tell people that because I'm fascinated with it. 40 years she have not been on a bike. It was a little struggle at first, but then my daughter helped her, because my daughter just learned how to ride a bike 4 years ago, which she was 11. Now she's 15. So she was able to help her Nana.
Tremendously.
She was able to help her a lot.
And I just really feel good about it, to see myself out there practicing, getting ready for Curry Day. And I'm so excited about Curry Day.
I thought we were going to need training wheels for it first. It was a little shaky.
But I can do it. I don't think I'm going to need the training wheels, but I think they better bring them just in case. I need them.
I think you'll be fine.
I do too, because you know when y'all ride off, I'm gonna be right behind y'all. I may be at the end of the line, but that's okay.
Yes, that is okay.
So if anybody, you know, if you're listening and you want to come out, bring your bike to join us in Kyrie Day. We're riding to help Kyrie walk.
Cassandra? Nothing. I just like that saying, we ride so Kyrie can walk again. Let's say that again. We ride
so Kyrie can walk again.
And I mean, this is something that's dear to both of us. I don't know. Can we say that we sent out letters?
Yes, we did.
We sent out letters. I had my private secretary type up a letter for me to draft a letter because I can't type. I'm going to just give you a little history about that. When I was in high school, I had to take up typing. And my mother, you don't call them secretaries. What were you, an office manager?
Mm-hmm.
She was an office manager, and my two aunts was an office manager. And I'm going to just be real with you. I just really didn't like things that I was hearing them say about secretaries. So I told myself I would never want to be a secretary. So when I went to typing, I sat right in front of my teacher and sat and looked at her. I was determined I was not going to learn how to type because I associated with typing with being a secretary. And I went to class every day and received an F and 0 days absent. And every day the teacher would say, Cassandra, are you going to type today? I said, no, I'm not. I did not type anything, didn't learn anything. And I tell you, that was the biggest regret. Because every time I have something to do, I have to ask my mother to type a letter for me. To advertise, she got to type a letter for me. And to me, it gets to be too much. Because if I knew how to type, I wouldn't have to worry about this. But getting back to what I was trying to say, I just wanted to throw that in. I had my personal secretary to draft up this letter for me that she can type this letter to send to different companies that specialize in prosthetic legs. And I believe she typed maybe 7 to 10 letters for me, mailed them off in a local company, Flint, Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
Flint, Michigan.
Brimmers.
Brimmers Design Prosthetic.
Mm-hmm.
Responded. They were our angel. They responded and let the parents know that either if the insurance covered up to a certain amount, the insurance covered 80% and it was 20% left over, they would eat up to 20%. Or if the parents do not have any insurance, it would be absolutely volunteer free for him, 2 prosthetic legs. I'm saying they are angels because they did not have to respond. And we're doing for Kyrie Day, originally we were doing it for the money to go towards the prosthetic legs. But we don't need that now. But his parents still need financial help because his medical bills could be way over $150,000. Because he did not have not one surgery. He had several surgeries, you know, the skin grafts and to remove the first leg last year and then remove the second leg this year. He has one more surgery for that bone to be shaved down so when they fit him for his prosthetic legs, they'll be a perfect fit. So we're just happy and we're excited that they stepped up to the plate and was our angels for Kyrie. Ma, you have anything you'd like to say?
Yes. If anyone is out there listening, you don't have to be local, and you would like to donate for Kyrie, visit Making It to the Finish Line's website, www.mittfl.org, and there's a donate button. Because every little bit helps. No donation is too small, and your donation is tax deductible to the full extent of the law.
Or you can also go on Facebook and follow his story. It's Care for Kyrie, K-A-R-A-I. You can go, and his family, his mother and father, has been documenting from day one to now his improvement and what he's been going through, maybe when he was going to surgery. And if you can see this little man, if you can see his attitude, his positive attitude, he has not let anything stop him from what he's trying to do, make it to the finish line, to start back walking so that he can get back into his sports. He loved baseball, playing football, basketball, and he said he will be doing those sports again. So go, when you have time, go to Kari Care. Care for Kari, K-A-R-A-I, and just check out his story on Facebook. You will be amazed. You will be amazed at him.
Okay, we're going to take a little break, and we'll be right back.
I said it, the smoke is real. Big Wheel Smokehouse, our barbecue sauce is packed with flavor on top of flavor, made with brown sugar, ripe tomatoes, and 10 different spices. So next time you want to take your chicken, ribs, or pulled pork to the next level, pour on some Big Wheel Smokehouse sauce where the smoke is real. And for those who have a sweet tooth, let Big Wheel Smokehouse make German chocolate or carrot cake cookies. German chocolate, a rich cocoa cookie with chocolate chips, caramel, pecans, and coconut. And for our carrot cake cookies, loaded with carrots, pineapples, raisins, and topped off with a cream cheese icing. So next time you want to go grab a bottle of barbecue sauce or gourmet cookies, come to Big Wheel Smokehouse where the smoke is real.
And the smoke is real. And I tell you, listeners, you have to try them Hennessy wings because they are excellent, so I heard. I haven't tried it because I'm not a drinker.
You're not drinking, Mom.
I know, but you know, just a little liquor on there. I don't like that kind of liquor.
You don't even, you can't even say you never taste it. You've never just put a little bit on your finger. You don't know, Mom, what, you know, the taste. So I believe next time we come on air, you're going to have to let them know that you did try it and what you think.
I sure will.
That's
and Cassandra, give them your information in case someone wants to try Will's Smokehouse where the smoke is real.
You can contact us at 313-718-5581, or you can follow us or like us on Facebook or Instagram, Big Will Smokehouse. Once again, 313-718-5581, and we do ship. We will ship anywhere you would like us to ship barbecue sauce and homemade cookies.
Okay, we're going to get right into our topic because I think this topic is very, very interesting. When our kids don't live up to our expectations, do we just throw them away? I'm going to turn this over to Cassandra.
Wow, really? You're going to turn it over to me? What's the topic again is?
When our kids don't live up to our expectations.
Well, I don't know. I think it's really a hard it's a hard conversation because we want the best for our kids. We want our kids to do better than how we did. And you as a parent could have did all right for yourself, but you still want your kids to do better, go over what you did. So you asked yourself, if your kids is not going down the path that you had them to go down, if you told them to go to college and they went to college, say you had a kid that went to college and they dropped out of college that senior year. They just decided that that was not what they wanted to do, that that was not for them. So what do you do? Are you disappointed? Do you be angry at them every time you see them? You can't really talk to them. I think what we as parents have to learn at the end of the day, they have to do what they feel is right for them. And for so many kids, you have them doing what they feel is right for their parents. They're living their life because of what their parents is telling them to do. Sometime it turns out okay, and sometime it do not. Do you throw the kids away? No, you do not. You don't throw them away. I think sometimes a parent can get frustrated and get upset when you have a child who's not doing what they're supposed to do once they get into, what, 40s, their 40s, 50s, but you still don't throw them away, but I think you still have to let them stand on their own 2 feet.
Okay, let me ask you this. What about the age group where they're just graduating from high school and they go away to they go away to college. Okay, they drop out of college. And between that time, they're not doing, how can you say?
They're not productive.
They're not being productive. And my feeling about that is you still have to be there for them because they really, how can you say it?
They're learning.
Not only are they learning, but they're not mature. And that mature has to come into place in order for them to be functional young adults, because that's what they are. They're young adults. Because I don't consider them adults until they are able to maintain and take care of themselves without any help from their parents. So does that mean that the parent should just not do anything? Because, you know, you have a lot of kids, they get out there, they experience the world, and it's not what they think it is, and they want to come back home. Do you allow them to come back home and give them X amount of time to get themselves together, or you just leave them out there? Saying, well, you know, you need to grow up or whatever. We know all people don't grow up at the same speed, because we have adults who are in their 50s and 60s who are still not mature.
I don't think you should give up on them, especially when you say you have a young person who might be between the ages of, I'm going to say 18 and 24.
Okay.
I don't think that you should give up on them. I think there should be a limit. And I think what people don't understand is when you have a person who, I say a kid, when you have a kid feel that they have all the answers, because it seemed like the new millennium kids, not only that, I mean, it was kids when I graduated from high school, they felt they had all the answers. I mean, that's just how people think. Okay, I'm 18, I'm getting ready to graduate from high school, I'm grown. So it's just not about millennials. It's about anybody who graduate from high school. And that's the mentality that they have. It can be now. It could be in the 70s. It could have been in the 80s. It could be. I just think that's how people think. You're going to have some people who are going to do what they're supposed to do. Maturity does play a role. But you're still going to have people. People make mistakes every day. And the perfect example that I gave to my daughter is we fall down, but we get back up. The thing is, you get back up. You might have somebody who takes a long time to get back up.
But they get back up.
But they get back up. And when they get up, you don't keep on going over what they did when they fell down. Because they're experiencing life, believe it or not. If they think that they're grown enough to go out and do certain things, their experience in life need to be good or bad. Either this is going to help them grow up or it's not going to help them grow up. And I was talking to a family member, and she told me that it's easy for a person to do nothing, to get stuck there, to not want any responsibility. Regardless of the fact of how that person was brought up, she said that it's easier to not want to do anything, to not want to have any responsibility, to not want to be productive. We see it all the time. But the thing is, I think as a parent, well, mothers are different than fathers because mothers are nurturers. They're going to keep on and they're going to tell that child, you can do it regardless if you fail. You can get back up. Don't worry about the naysayers and what people are saying. But then you have that father who's going to try to, he a man, he got to do this, my father did this to me, but we living in different times and each person is different. But the main thing is, if a child realizes that they've made a mistake, you try to work with them. You don't talk about them. And you try to help them to get to the next level. That's how I see it.
Okay, now, you just said that fathers see things differently. And I agree with that. And then you said about fathers saying what they, how their fathers handle things.
You have, if your parent handled you wrong and you felt they mistreated you, you have to break the cycle, because you don't want to continue to do how your parents treated you to your kid. And sometimes you're not even aware that that's how you're treating your child. You're not aware. But, and don't get me, we're not going to like everything our kids do. We're not, because that's only human nature. They're not going to do what we tell them to do. And my thing is, if I'm telling you something to prevent you from harm or to prevent you from heartache, why not do it? But it's not that simple. If it was that simple, the world would be an easier place to live in. And that's what I've realized. And I told my mother, I said, this life can just be so easy. Why my life or people's life can't be easy? But that's not how it was made to be.
Right, because we have to be able to learn from different situations. And I think that's where people get misguided, because any challenge that is put before you,
maybe if you put the challenge there yourself or if it just happened to you,
you're supposed to learn something from that challenge to help you move forward. And then another thing that I also realize is that we as parents sometimes get stuck because we are living in that past, because we're saying to ourselves, well, my parent treated me like this.
Or but we forget when we was their age.
Exactly.
Because we all was their age before.
Exactly.
And we all have made mistakes. Do you learn from them? Yes. And some people don't learn from them. But when you have a child that have not matured, you have to still be in their ear, still telling them, okay, now, you need to do X, Y, Z. Yeah, you messed up, but we have to move on. And you can't keep on going over the same thing that they messed up on. You can't do it. And it's not going to get you no further, and it's not going to help them. But you got to still be there as a parent. But you can't be a crutch. You can't be a crutch on. You can't be a crutch to them. You got to still let them be mature enough and see what's going on. And that's the only way you can say it. That's the only way. Learning is the best experience.
Okay, but the question is still in my mind is,
do you be disappointed and do you throw them away if they don't live up to your expectations?
Do you give them the opportunity? Say they call you, say, I need to come home. Can I come home? Do you allow them to come back and you give them a time limit, or you just say, well, no, you can't come back?
You're going to have some parents who's going to say, no, you can't come back. Everybody is different. So the question is, what does the individual? That's the question, because everybody's answer going to be different.
Mm-hmm.
My answer, if it was my child is coming back. But then if you have that other person in the household who's saying he can't come back, then you got a problem.
So
you sit down and you going to figure it out, or I'm just going to say my child coming on in the house. I mean, I'm just keeping it real.
Okay, so if you just say they're going to come back in the house, how do you handle the friction?
I don't know. At that point, all you can do is just pray on it.
Okay.
That's all you can do. It ain't gonna be answered right away. It's gonna be friction. I mean, and as a mother, sometimes you willing to go with that friction if you don't want your child out in the street.
Street, especially in this day and time.
No, in no time, no day and time is good. Because you, if, when you put a child out, sometimes that child make it, and sometimes that child fail.
Right.
So you, I mean, and I'm sure it's other people out there who have been through the same situation. Well, that mother or that father can be like, I want my child to come here, and that mother saying no. It can be either way. It don't always have to be that mother is the one who's saying, I want that child to be here. That father can be that way. And then that mother is saying, I don't want him in this house. Then you still have a problem.
See, I didn't think about that because I guess.
Always thinking that the mother is the one who's the neutral, who always going to be the one who is fathers out there the same way. Who bumping heads with that spouse over that kid. He not doing what I wanted him to do. Okay, they not. You got to move on to the next thing.
So do, okay.
You give him a time. You give him so much time.
Time. Okay. And,
then, but
and,
you didn't have kids who didn't went past that time.
Which is true, way past that time.
But all you can do is try. All you can do is try. Yes, it's going to be friction. It's going to be a problem because if it's one person who not on the same page as you, it's going to be a problem. It doesn't matter what the situation is. If you're feeling this way and that person is feeling the opposite way, there's a problem. The thing is, how do you come together and solve that problem? Because you can't live your life for your kids. You can't live your life. Then it comes a time, when do you cut it off? With a disappointment and they not living up to your expectations. When is enough enough? That's the question. But when they're young, I don't mind helping young people because I know they don't know any better.
Okay, when you say they're young, what age group are you talking about?
I'm cutting you off at maybe 23, 24.
Okay.
I'm cutting you off at 23, 24 because by that time, you can't keep on using the excuse. Well, they're young. They don't know no better. That's not true.
Okay.
So at some point, you have to be like, okay, I'm going to cut it off. But you don't cut off being a parent. You never cut off being a parent. And some people say you got to teach them tough love. Sometimes tough love works, and sometimes tough love don't. Each child is different. You can't do for this child what you did for the other child. I heard somebody say, well, she loved him more than she loved me. Each child needs something different. And that's what we have to learn as parents. This child might need a little bit more with this. And then this child might not need it. This child might not need what that other child needed more of. But far as a disappointment, yeah. Yeah, it is a disappointment sometimes when they're not going the way that you feel that they should go. It's a disappointment. But you got to let that go because it's a lot of things in life is a disappointment. But when it comes to your kids and they're not doing what you feel that they should be doing, as a parent, I feel that you should still talk to them.
I agree.
You still stay in their ear because one day it's going to click to them. My mother said this. My father said this. And they're going to come and say, why didn't I listen? And what you tell them is because you didn't want to at that time. It wasn't meant for you to listen at that time. It was meant for you to go through what you're going through for a reason. Need be if you wanted to do it on your own or it went another way. We are not going to always agree on what our kids do. We're not. They have to make their minds up. This is what I want to do. Either I want to live easy or I want to live hard. That's what I try to instill in my kids. Either you're going to work easy or you're going to work hard. You're going to listen to me and have it easy, or you're not going to listen to me and you're going to bump your head a lot. And sometimes you don't even have to bump your head if you just listen. Ain't no other way to put it. If you want to listen, you're going to be good. If you don't want to listen and be hard-headed, it's going to be hard. Those are the options you have. As a parent, you're going to be disappointed. Going to be disappointed quite a few times. They keep on living. What can you do? Do you throw them away? There again, that's a personal thing that person has to deal with. And I've saw parents who have gave up on their kids. Some things, it don't turn out the right way. So, you know, those are questions that you have to ask yourself, and those are also questions. Are you willing to deal with the consequences of what happens when you don't believe in your child? or when you do give up on your child. You as a parent have to deal with whatever. What you think?
I agree with you wholeheartedly that we, you know, it doesn't make a difference, you know, they be 50, 60, you're still their parent. You still should be able to talk to them. But I, as you said, sometimes parents become enablers for whatever reason that is. And maybe they just can't help it. I don't know.
They can help it if they ain't retarded.
Okay.
At some point, that parent have to let go of that guilt that they carrying on in order for them to move on. It's just, and ain't no other way to put it. That parents might have to let that guilt go. How can you move forward if you still looking back? You got to move on, too.
That's a good question. We're going to take another little break, and we'll be right back.
Baby, the smoke is real. I said it, the smoke is real. Big Will Smokehouse, our barbecue sauce is packed with flavor on top of flavor, made with brown sugar, ripe tomatoes, and 10 different spices. So next time you want to take your chicken, ribs, or pulled pork to the next level, pour on some Big Will Smokehouse sauce where the smoke is real. And for those who have a sweet tooth, let Big Will Smokehouse make German chocolate or carrot cake cookies. German chocolate, a rich cocoa cookie with chocolate chips, caramel, pecans, and coconut. And for our carrot cake cookies, loaded with carrots, pineapples, raisins, and topped off with a cream cheese icing. So next time you want to go grab a bottle of barbecue sauce or gourmet cookies, come to Big Will Smokehouse where the smoke is real.
The smoke is real.
Yes, it is. Cassandra, you want to give them your contact information again?
Phone number 313-718-5581. Or you can like us or follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Big Will Smokehouse. And what? The smoke is real.
Okay, Cassandra, we're going to end our topic. And I think it was a wonderful topic.
Yes, we're going to end the topic with saying that as parents, you just have to believe in your heart that you have taught your kids everything that you can. And if you taught them the right foundation, eventually one day they will come back. They will come around. And if they don't, what can you do?
You still have to love them anyway because they are yours.
That's right. God gave them to you for a reason.
Okay. What did you have, Cassandra?
Okay. Well, you guys know, Kroger's is my favorite store. And what's on sale for this week? You know, the sale. Cherries is $1.69 a pound. Cantaloupe, 99 cents. Well, you know what, Mom? This is hard to do.
Right, for pre-recording.
Right.
Do you have some recipes?
We're pre-recording, so because Sugar, she's going to the concert, so we had to pre-record. It's okay. So the things I'm giving you, it's not even going when it air, this sale gonna be over with. So I want to give you a couple of recipes. And I found this young lady on Kroger's, believe it or not, their website. And she did a stuffed pepper lasagna.
Mm.
Now, you've heard of stuffed peppers.
Right.
With the rice and the ground meat. She did stuffed pepper lasagna. And what you do is you cut the top off of the bell peppers and you clean out the seeds and everything so you allow it to be empty. You can do your red, your green, your yellow, your orange. Well, you also know that if you buy vegetables that those other colors are very expensive. So pretty much you want to probably just get you a bag of green bell peppers. And you boil your lasagna noodles. And once you break them up and then you boil them. Then you're going to make your meat sauce, like how you would do your regular lasagna. You're going to brown your ground meat. You can do turkey, chicken, beef, whatever your ground meat is. You're going to first saute your onions with a little olive oil. saute your onions, let them sweat out, then you're going to brown the meat with it. Put your seasoning in there, and you can also do your salt, your pepper, your seasoning salt. And then you're going to add diced tomatoes, and you're going to add spaghetti sauce. Once everything is finished, and then you're going to have your cheese mixture. The same way when you do regular lasagna. A lot of people use ricotta cheese. Ricotta cheese is expensive, so you might want to use cottage cheese. I use cottage cheese instead of ricotta cheese and mozzarella, mix them all up together with one egg. It works out fine. So you remember your bell pepper, you cleaned it out, you cut off the top, you clean off your bell pepper. You're going to layer it with your meat sauce. Then you're going to layer it with the lasagna, which you remember you're breaking your lasagnas to fit inside of the bell pepper. Then you do your cheese mixture, and then you repeat that over again. Your meat sauce will be on top. Put some cheese on it. Put them in the oven. You're going to put them on a baking sheet, spray the baking sheet, or either put them on top of some foil. Put them in the oven. It's really already cooked. All you're doing is letting the bell pepper get tender, and you're letting the cheese melt. So maybe 10, 15 minutes, 20 minutes the most for that cheese to melt. There you have something that's different, stuffed bell peppers. I'm going to be trying this recipe because it looks delicious. If you love stuffed peppers, you will love the stuffed bell peppers. And I'm going to give you one more easy recipe. A lot of people use chicken Alfredo. Well, try doing it with sausage and shrimp for the chicken Alfredo. If you want to throw a little broccoli in there, so you want to pan fry your chicken, or you can bake it in the oven. You got to put a little olive oil on there, and if you cook it up to 400, it's going to give it that skin if you want to use a boneless chicken breast. And you're going to make your sauce, or you can purchase your sauce. I don't care for the sauce in the store because it gives it a different taste. It'd be too thick. So I make my own Alfredo sauce. You can use heavy whipping cream or half and half. First, you saute some garlic. You put a little margarine or either your olive oil, saute your garlic. Then you're going to add your half and half or your heavy whipping cream. You let that bubble and then come to a boil, and then you're going to put your mozzarella cheese in there. I would start off with a cup of mozzarella cheese, and as you see it thickening, then your sauce is going to be ready. Add your salt and pepper. So now you have your Alfredo sauce. You have made it from scratch. It's maybe three ingredients, very easy to make. You have your chicken. Did I say chicken and sausage?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have your chicken and sausage.
You said shrimp.
Or you can do the shrimp as well, chicken, shrimp, and sausage. If you want to take off one of those meats, you take off one of those meats. You boil your Alfredo, what is that, fettuccine noodles, or you can do thin spaghetti. I use thin spaghetti because the fettuccine noodles are too thick for me, and sometimes you overcook them. It's just hard. I have a problem with the fettuccine. I use thin spaghetti pasta. You boil your pasta. You drain it off. You put your pasta in the sauce, and you put your meat in the sauce, and you toss it up. And it should not be dry. You don't want dry Alfredo. Make sure the sauce is in there good, the pasta. You know, pasta swells up. So make sure you have a lot of sauce, so you stir everything up together, and you put some Parmesan cheese on top. Baby, you talking about something good. So you have two recipes that you're going to be able to try for your family. Stuff. Pepper lasagna and the chicken Alfredo with the smoked sausage, and you can throw in shrimp if you want to give them a little treat. So, and do some garlic bread and do some fresh squeezed lemonade.
Give sounds some so good, but lemons are expensive.
You have to go to the fruit market.
Oh,
you got to go to the fruit market or the farmers markets. Get you some lemons, and I tell you, give them some fresh lemonade. And one day I'm going to give you the recipe for the lemonade with the tea in it. Excellent. That's a good southern drink. With tea and lemonade, delicious. So, stuffed pepper lasagna and chicken Alfredo with sausage and throw in a little shrimp. There you go.
You're done?
Oh, I'm done with that. What, do you want me to do one more recipe?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I have several. I have several recipes here. Let's see.
What about the bow tie soup?
You all in my notes? The bow tie soup. You know, sometimes you want to give your family something different, a different pasta to use. And a lot of people don't use bow tie. They might use the bow tie with cold salads. Again, ground turkey, ground chicken, and if you want to use ground beef hamburger, what you want to do, but you're going to brown your meat. You're going to first saute your onions with a little olive oil. and then you're going to brown your meat. You're going to add taco seasoning once the meat is brown. Add your little taco seasoning, drain off your oil. Then you're making a soup, so you're going to use some chicken broth. You're going to use diced tomatoes, 2 cans, and you're going to put the bow tie pasta in the rest in your pot. You let that boil. You're going to let it simmer. You want to let it simmer. So you're looking at about maybe 20, 25 minutes because the pasta needs to cook. It's going to cook in the liquid like if you were boiling it. It's going to cook in your liquid. And you can add shredded cheese on top, or you cannot add anything. Maybe some garlic bread or those twisted knots. Those twisted knots. But this is something real good on a cold day. But sometimes it don't have to be a cold day to have a bow tie taco soup. Very, very good and simple. Let's do a recap. You're going to saute your onions. You're going to brown your turkey meat or your chicken, ground beef, ground turkey meat. You're going to drain off your little oil, your fat. Then you're going to do your taco seasoning. Then you're going to add your broth because you're making a soup. Add your broth and then do your diced tomatoes, 2 cans, and put in your bow tie pasta. You're going to let that simmer, put a lid on, cook it on low, let it simmer about 25, 30 minutes. Make sure that the pasta is tender and your soup is ready. Some people put a little dollop of sour cream on top and some cheese and let that cheese melt. You got something special again right there. And don't forget, throw them in some fresh lemonade. Fresh lemonade. I don't know if you guys do Kool-Aid, because Kool-Aid, you need to add too much sugar. So we're going to stick with the fresh lemonade. Have just a little bit of sugar for that too, but just think of how rewarding your family will be looking at you when you bring them these 3 delicious meals that I just gave you. Mom, over to you.
Okay, we have some outings. If you're looking for something to do on August the 5th.
That's a couple of weeks.
Right. The Ultimate Collaboration 3, Old School Blue Light Basement Party. And our honoree is DJ Rod Edwards. And this is Saturday, August the 5th, 2017. The doors open at 8:05 p.m. and the doors closes at 2 a.m. Attire is old school 70s. Versus 80s dress contest for both decades. The admission is $10 advance tickets and $15 at the door. It's a BYOB. Setups will be available. Big Wheel Smokehouse will be in the kitchen. And listen to this, no coolers, no ice, no food allowed at this event.
No coolers.
So don't come up to the door with a cooler, because you will be taking it back. Don't come with no setups, because the setups are already being provided. And this is honoring DJ Ross. Next, making it to the finish line, our Young and Elegant Cotillion Young and Debonair Boot Camp is for youth ages 7 to 17. We are recruiting now. While cotillion is a long tradition in the African-American community, our boot camp program is designed to benefit youth of all ethnic backgrounds. Old to be young and elegant and young and debonair. This program is a 9-month program and runs from September to May of each year. And we'll be meeting every second and fourth Saturday from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. Some of the sessions are elegance, enhanced social graces, poise, self-esteem, etiquette, community service, conflict resolution skills, how to obtain employment, and improving communication between parent and youth. And the highlight of the boot camp is our cotillion ball. This is where youth can come and shine and showcase what they have learned during these 9 months. Our program also helps our youth become well-rounded individuals. Most of our youth have been exposed to some things that are too heavy for them to carry, but our program helps them through these personal and sometimes tragic experiences so that they are whole and able to move on afterwards. Parents, I cannot stress the importance of putting your youth in positive programs. This program is for youth ages 7 to 17. The registration packet is on our website, www.mittfl.org. Register early. There is a discount off of the $50 registration fee, which is on the application. If you need to speak to me personally, you can contact me at 313-460-0596. Also, visit us on Facebook. There you can see all types of activities that we do with our youth. It's just so much that we do to help them to become well-rounded, successful individuals. So visit the website, get more information on the program, and we stress that you register early because space is very limited. Then we have coming up our Breast Cancer Awareness Lunch, Saturday, October the 28th, 2017, 1 to 4 p.m. We'll be honoring survivors. If you are a survivor, let us know by emailing us at mittfl@att.net. That's mittfl@att.net. If you know of somebody that's a survivor, email us their contact information so we can send them a formal invitation. Last year, we honored 20 individuals who were survivors from 1 year up to 30 plus years. And I have to tell you, everybody looks so nice in their pink. The tickets are $10 in advance, and it's being held at Ears Showplace, 2140 Holbrook. That's Hamtramck, Michigan, 48212. And if you want more information, you can contact me, Gladys Pearson, 313-460-0596. Gloria Cousins, 248-496-1035. All of our events are held at Ears Showplace, which is home of Making It to the Finish Line, 2140 Holbrook, Hamtramck, Michigan, 48212. Also visit our website because we keep information on there, information that you can use. You can volunteer through our website, because we're always looking for volunteers, and we're definitely looking for volunteers for our Young and Elegant Cotillion Boot Camp and Young and Debonair. If you have experience in some of the areas that I mentioned, elegance, self-esteem, conflict resolution, maybe you may have some suggestion on community service activities. If you're a recruiter, we can use you in how to obtain employment. Then if you're good with the communicate, bridging the gap between parent and youth, sometimes we have rap sessions where we allow the parents to come. And this is a time for parents to really hear what their youth is feeling, what they are experiencing. Because sometimes when we're at home, we don't take the time to really listen to what's bothering them or what concerns they have when it comes to school. So this is a time that you can listen to what your youth has to say. And after, you know, the rap session, we'll let parents give their input. So our program is really geared to bridge that gap, because we do look for parent participation. And a lot of parents, when they come to the program, they don't just drop off their kids. They stay a while to see what's going on. And we don't mind that. We have an open book policy. We want you to come and see what's going on. And our next big event is our Tools for School. We're having a drive right now where we're taking up monetary donations. You can donate through the website. $5 will buy one book bag for youth. We normally give out a minimum of 300 book bags every year with supplies in them. So our drive has started. It runs through August the 12th. On August the 19th, the supplies will be distributed. The child has to be with the parent. Parents, don't come, just you and no kid, because you will not receive a book bag. You have to bring your children. That's August the 19th. We start at 10 o'clock a.m. Until all supplies have been given out. If you want to contribute, you can bring book bags to 2140 Holbrook, because that's what we need the most, are the book bags. So our tools for school is August the 19th, 10 o'clock a.m. at 2140 Holbrook. Also, if you want to make a donation, there is a donation button on our website. You can do that as well. Like I said, $5 will buy one book bag. We also have coming up, All Aboard, Making It to the Finish Line presents 2018 annual fundraiser, pre-Mother's Day cruise to the exotic Mexican Riviera. This is a time that you can do a tribute to your mom or the mother figure in your life at sea. This is the ideal time to honor your mother or the woman who has been like a mother to you with a cruise vacation. And this takes place May the 5th, 2018 through May the 12th, 2018. And you can put it in the layaway. If you start putting it in the layaway now, you will have it paid off by the time of the cruise, May the 5th, 2018 through May 12th, 2018. And also, your trip, part of your trip is tax deductible to the full extent of the law. And you can also earn a free cruise by just calling myself, Gladys Pearson, 313-460-0596, or Marlene Burdett at 313-877-8330, extension 11. Don't get left behind, because we are going to have a great time on sea for this pre-Mother's Day cruise. We still have some cabins available. All you have to do is visit our website, www.mittfl.org. Download the registration form and get your deposit in as soon as possible. Again, all of this information is on our website, and we hope to see you at sea honoring the mother figure in your life, or your mother, or even yourself. Treat yourself. This is a good pre-Mother's Day gift for yourself. So hopefully we will see you at sea May the 5th, 2018 through May 12th, 2018. My motivation for today, be careful, be grateful for what you already have while you pursue your goals. If you aren't grateful for what you already have, what makes you think you would be happy with more? Be grateful for what you already have while you pursue your goals. If you aren't grateful for what you already have, what makes you think you would be happy with more? Just think about that. Sometimes we're not grateful for what we have. We always wanting more. And we should be grateful. And this brings me back to Kari. This little boy is so grateful for being alive from this flesh-eating bacteria that he has that caused him to lose his legs. I've never seen such an individual that is so grateful. And I told him, Kari, you know, you could teach us adults a thing or two. We complain. We can't get along with one another. We are not grateful for what we have. And we just complain, complain, complain. And here this young man is. All of the challenges that he has faced so far, and he's not finished facing challenges. We could take a lesson from him to be grateful. Be grateful that we wake up every day in our right mind. Be grateful. I mean, just be grateful. Quit being not nice to one another. We should love one another. I mean, if you could see this young man, we would really be ashamed of how we act with one another and how we are not grateful for each day that we wake up. For his peers, he can be a role model to his peers, because sometimes our youth are not grateful. I mean, just think about the word grateful. That's a big, important word, grateful. And in closing, we just want to say we want to thank you for tuning in this evening. We want you to be safe. We want you to have a wonderful weekend. And we will see you on next Wednesday at 7 p.m.